This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and that was I Can't Have Nice Things by Czlo. C-Z-L-O-E. That is just another one of the many names I mispronounce of music artists here on Joy 94.9. And now, Robbie and I have something very exciting to talk to you about. Let me give you a hint what it is. It's not that. That was just to set the tone. Dun 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 dun. We didn't have Robbie on the air last week, so I couldn't talk about this and it was driving me insane. Robbie and I went to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
We certainly did. We had a cute little Mad Wednesday's date.
We did, but not on a Wednesday. It was a nice change.
No, on a Thursday and Friday. We got to see each other 3 days in a row.
Yes, we saw part one and part two over two nights and it was absolutely amazing. Now, hashtag keep the secret.
Oh, gosh.
So we can't spoil anything,
Can't
Robbie.
Say much, but...
Well, we can say plenty, quite frankly, but we can't say much.
It blew my mind. It blew my mind. It's next level. You can see that I believe it was for about a three-month period they booked out the...
So it took 3 months. It took over 3 months to build everything into the theatre. What's really amazing about this production is not just the scope and size of it. The storyline that it encapsulates is absolutely huge, but so is the design, the stagecraft. It really is a show that uses every element of stagecraft performance and there's so much of a huge team behind it. Like, it's so much more than just the actors on the stage, but the actors on the stage are such a huge part as well. It's absolutely fantastic and absolutely wonderful. And even though we are giving nothing away, it is about, it is within the storyline of Harry Potter. We can say that.
I believe that it is, if you are a Harry Potter fan, it is such a good, what's the right word? It's a good support. It's a
really great, like, it really does take all the elements of the story. It is obviously based on the book by J.K. Rowling that hasn't been put out yet. But it is absolutely amazing. It literally picks up where the final page of the book dropped off. And it is an absolutely fantastic production. Like I said, nothing to be spoiled. But no. If you don't have tickets for it, what are you doing? Now, I have spoken to some friends who aren't Harry Potter fans who have actually gone to see the show. One, why am I friends with them? I know that's what you were thinking. Why would you be friends with people that aren't Harry Potter fans? But they were actually blown away by it as well. It is an absolutely amazing production.
Look, I'm not a, crazy. I am crazy, but I enjoy Harry Potter, but I'm not, a crazy fan. But I was like, we left the theatre on night one. After part one, just...
blown away. We were absolutely blown.
Just laughing. I gasping even. Like, I just felt like we were really on.
And we've had a really busy start to the year. Our Pride festivals have been crazy. But the emotions of this show, the way in which they did it, the artistry of it is absolutely superb.
And what is exciting for me, and one thing that really stood out through the whole thing, is that J.K. Rowling is a fantastic storyteller, and this is no exception to that. She puts together a fantastic story. The dialogue is sensational. The acting was fantastic. There is a couple of actors in there that are just blew me away.
Just amazing. It's brilliant, and from all the different ages, you have to go and see it. Now, I know everyone goes, "Oh, but what do you mean? It's over two nights." Well, that's just on the Thursday and Friday. The actual show, you can see part one as a matinee. I believe it's from Wednesday to Sunday, I think.
Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday.
Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. You see part one as a matinee and then part two as the evening show. Or you can see part one on a Thursday night and part two on a Wednesday night.
Which I would highly recommend.
Which is what we did, and I agree. I can't recommend that enough because we had an entire day where we were just giddy with excitement. And they really do just pick up straight where it left off. It's absolutely brilliant. Get yourselves to go and see Harry Potter right now. Do not delay. Do it. Get your tickets. I know everyone's probably like, it's expensive. It's over two shows. What's going on? Well, I hear there's a lottery, Robbie. Have you heard about the lottery?
Yes, no, there is. So I believe every Friday morning you can sign up, put your name down. They will be drawing names at random
for the following week. I want to go back.
If you get announced, you need to make your way to the theatre within 2 hours to pick up your tickets. But
I'm happy to fake ID. No, I'm not.
But they are heavily reduced tickets because, look, it, sensational show, worth every dollar, but 8A, cheap.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you know what? Good art is worth it, and it is absolutely amazing art. I'm so glad it's here in Melbourne. I'm trying to encourage my entire family to come and see it because you absolutely should. We all should. Well, we're going to fire things up. We're nearly done for the day, but what about one more tune before we kick off?
Yeah, one more to get us into the evening,
Dean. Why not? You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.